Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the third day.
Amen.
We just want to let all the brothers know, have a bit of fellowship concerning Canada and the Lord's recovery in Canada. And we're so happy that this training could be held here in Toronto. And so a little about Canada, and I think there's about 227 brothers here from Canada today. So we would like to fellowship a bit about Canada. And, you know, when I came here, I am from Vancouver. Some brothers asked us, did we just drive up? But so I had to tell them it's a four-hour flight. So Canada is a little bigger, actually. It's actually the second largest country after the Russian Federation in landmass, and yet we have a small population of only 35.4 million for that big area. So that means we have to make a much more of an effort to blend with one another. At Praise the Lord, this is happening in Canada. This is a third day.
Amen.
And just about the history of the Lord's move in Canada or the Lord's recovery, saints in the Lord's recovery were first here in 1965. And so the recovery goes back to this period of time. Not long after Brother Lee first came to the U.S. And actually, Brother Lee was in Canada before that time when he made a trip to Europe. In 1958, he did make a visit to Toronto, and he visited the People's Church. And he has mentioned the People's Church in some of the ministry as he was quite impressed with all, they provided all their finances, they had very plain furnishings so that they would be able to support missionaries or full-timers to go overseas. And I think he mentioned this with regard to the 1 in 20 or 19 supporting the 20th person to be full-time in the Lord's recovery. So he came there at that time, and then he came in 1963. He visited J. Oswald Smith and the People's Church again, and he also visited A.W. Tozer, who is from the Christian and Missionary Alliance. And then he came in 1967, and he visited the People's Church again. And at that time, I believe our brother Paul Young was in the meeting, and what, you were 17 years old, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And because he was 17 years old, he doesn't remember what Brother Lee spoke. Yeah. So our Brother Lee visited three times here in the early days before the church was really established. And then he visited about eight times after that. And so in his ministry, he would visit Toronto and he would visit Vancouver repeatedly. And in Toronto, sometimes he would visit twice a year, in the late 60s and the early 70s. And he would also report to the church in Los Angeles about his visits, and he would have the saints there pray for the saints in Canada. So there's been a long history, and our Brother Lee really laid a solid foundation of the Lord's recovery in this country. But unfortunately, before the third day, there's the first and the second day. And, so we had our share of problems here in Canada, and it's kind of like we had no homeland security. So from late 1987 to 1993, there was a turmoil, and it was centered in Western Canada, mainly in Vancouver. And so it took a long time for that to clear up. And at the end of that time, in 1993, there was about 26 brothers from Canada who they were meeting with Brother Lee in his living room, and that became the content of the book in the ministry called The Problems Causing Turmoils in the Church Life. So our brother was very burdened for the saints in Canada. But then there was also a problem centered in the Midwest, and that affected, you know, Ontario all the way to the east. And so in 2006, there was the international training of elders and responsible ones in Whistler, BC. And there was kind of a long meeting at that time, and that kind of precipitated a clearing up of the problem here in Toronto and the other cities. So at that time, then in 2007, I think it was April 15th, the table resumed here in Toronto. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then by 2008, the situation was also cleared up in Montreal. So Toronto really is the biggest city in Canada. And after that, there's Montreal and then Vancouver. So once the situation had cleared up in these three localities, praise the Lord, the way was open in Canada for a third day.
Amen.
And I just want to read to you 2 points from one of the messages here we had in this past training. It says, every damage from Satan is a good opportunity for God to display his wisdom. The more troubles there are, the more opportunities there are to display the Lord's wisdom.
Amen.
There is no need for us to be sorrowful. We should always be happy and praising the Lord, because even a defeat is a preparation for a further victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord will get his victory.
Amen.
So after the clearing up of all of those situations, the brothers across Canada were very desirous to get together, to fellowship, to blend. So now we have a conference call across Canada by Skype once a month. And every time we have a training, like the semi-annual trainings, the brothers from Canada like to get together to have some fellowship and blending. And then we also practice having once a year now, we have a time where all the brothers in Canada could get together and blend. So that is something unprecedented. We never dreamed that this would happen in the past, and the East would not talk to the West. But praise the Lord. So the first gathering of this kind was in 2008, and it was during a snowstorm in Markham. But it was such a wonderful time. So now this conference has been held in Montreal, in Toronto, in Calgary, and in Vancouver. And so this is a help for the one accord and the oneness of the body of Christ here in Canada. So this is still in a growing situation. So we don't have anything to be proud of, but praise the Lord, I think the key, the master key to this blessing is being opened up.
Amen.
And so on your chair, you have several handouts, and one handout is on the Lord's move in Canada. The other is on Toronto, and Ron McVicker will say something about that. And then you have a bookmark. But concerning some of these blessings, there is Bibles for Canada even before the turmoil cleared up over here in 2006. We started Bibles for Canada to distribute the English recovery version and also the French recovery version. And praise the Lord, so both these versions are now being distributed along with other literature in Canada. And Montreal is a very particular place, because it's mainly French-speaking, and you know, often it's hard to get a venue where we can distribute things in Canada, but the Montreal Metro has always been open for the distribution of the recovery version. Somehow that is a miracle, so many French people are getting the recovery version. And with the French-speaking work, Montreal, we have to realize, is the second largest city in Canada, but it's also the second largest primarily French-speaking city besides Paris. So it's quite crucial and important for the French-speaking world. And in the church in Montreal, the brothers have been telling us that lately more and more French-speaking are coming from all kinds of walks of life into the church life. So this is something very positive. And the church in Montreal has opened an account to support Le Courant de Vie in the translation of materials for the French-speaking world. And then concerning the young people's work in church after church across Canada, beginning with the parents and the children, there is a burden growing for the next generation. And this is helped very much by the brothers getting together and fellowshipping with one another right across Canada. And then with the college work, it's the same thing. There is a sweet fellowship concerning the college work here in central and eastern Canada and also with the West. And again, I'd like to mention Montreal has a very, it's very special with regard to college students because it has roughly 248,000 post-secondary students in that city alone. So it actually is the highest proportion of post-secondary students of all the major cities in Canada. And then concerning the full-time training, Canada has consistently, for quite a number of years now, had 25 to 30 trainees in the FTTA. And since the training began, there has been 232 trainees sent out from Canada to the full-time training. And then with regard to meeting halls, there is, because of this Canada-wide fellowship, and even with the whole recovery, there has been some further work with meeting halls and building meeting halls. And our brother Ron will later talk to us about the meeting hall in Toronto, and I hope you get a chance to visit it if you have not. And then there was a new meeting hall, a big facility in Richmond, BC, and Montreal has also done a major renovation. This is all due to the fellowship in the Lord's recovery, and this is beyond expectation. And then with regard to gospelizing, truthizing, and churchizing America, we need lots of spreading in Canada. And praise the Lord, through participating in GTCA, the church in Coquitlam has been raised up, and there has been strengthening with Montreal, Halifax, and Hamilton, and there was a visit, I believe, to Guelph before. And this has precipitated with some saints beginning to migrate to strengthen the churches. So today, there are 22 localities in Canada in 7 out of 10 provinces. So this is really not too much. The Lord needs a lot more spreading. And meeting together on the Lord's Day is about 2,400 saints with 500 children. And there's still some testimonies to be raised up in 3 provinces. That's Newfoundland, Labrador, Prince Edward Island, and New Brunswick. So praise the Lord that now all of Canada is fellowshipping together. Amen. And their fellowship is also in the whole body in the recovery. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And just at the bottom of this page, there are some excerpts that are from this book called The Problems Causing Turmoils in the Church Life. I'd just like to read them to you. To know the body is the proper recovery of the Lord. If we are for the recovery, we need to realize what the recovery is. The Lord desires to recover the missed body of Christ and to recover the neglected oneness of the body of Christ. This is the Lord's recovery. I want to say again that whenever we do something, we must have a proper consideration for the body. We need to consider how the body would feel about what we are doing. The biggest problem, the unique problem, is not knowing the body and not caring for the body. If we take care of the body and are concerned for the body, there will be no problems.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I would just, you know, finally, I'd just like to mention to you that on your chair is this bookmark, and on it is a website called The Lord's Move in Canada. And we just made this website so that the saints could be more aware about Canada and about the recovery in Canada. So it has some history of Brother Lee's coming, even Brother Nee coming in 1933, plus some information on the churches, just so that you could get familiar with the churches in Canada and also realize that there's some long distances involved. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Ron will say something about Canada. You have
Toronto.
Toronto.
I think I'm on, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Is it on?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Not on. Is it on? I just want to testify. Not on. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As part of the Lord's move in Canada, which we really rejoice in, today is almost too much.
Amen.
I just want to go through the other sheet a bit with you, the church in Toronto's fellowship with the churches. The ground of the church in Toronto was taken on September 1st, 1968. The original building is not there anymore. It was the YMCA, and there's quite a history with that building that we've been discovering, even though the building's gone. As one of the churches in the Lord's recovery, by the Lord's mercy and through the fellowship of the body, we have weathered through storms and trials. As recently as 2006 to 2007, the church went through a severe turmoil and was under the attack of the evil one. We're so thankful to the Lord that this situation has caused the body of Christ with the faithful saints, the genuine local churches, and the blending co-workers to rise up to pray for us, to care for us, and to fight with us, even to fight for us against this dissension. We can testify strongly about this matter. In a way, this whole turmoil ushered us really into the practical body life. Without this, as David said, we would not have experienced the blessing of being one in one accord with all the churches in Canada, from East Coast to West Coast. It's quite a blessing that we did not, in a way, did not really realize was available. It's like the Lord opened us into this situation because we were desperate. And wow, it's something here we didn't know existed. So we're enjoying it now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Since that time in 2008, that snowstorm, blessed time, we just enjoyed it tremendously. Yeah. Monaro actually got driven into a ditch in the snow. And so we just have, the blessing was overflowing. And we've been enjoying that blessing ever since. So during that period of time, the blending co-workers from North America and the Far East visited and supplied life-releasing conferences to stabilize and comfort the saints who were willing to remain in the central lane of God's eternal economy. The saints in fellowship with the leading brothers from the churches came to stand with us and shepherd many local saints who were confused and disturbed by the whole situation. The churches in North America and around the world provided financial support so that the church life in Toronto could continue in an unhindered way. We had to go into a hotel Anyway, it's right here. I'll just go through. On April 15th, 2007, about 540 saints from over 64 churches witnessed the reestablishment of the Lord's table, which we as English-speaking saints had been denied. So it was established. And that was a glorious standing together. And today it's even grown further. This is marvelous testimony before the Lord.
Amen.
That we are in the third day.
Amen.
The Lord has ushered us fully and strongly into the proper living in the church life.
Amen.
And dealing with our inward being through the sharing this past 3 days. You know, the Lord's dealing with us still. We did, you know, you walk through the mercy of the Lord, brings you into an environment, but you've got a lot to deal with inwardly. So the speaking these days has been working and penetrating and saturating our inward being.
Amen.
So we can go on in a full, proper way.
Amen.
So when we separate ourselves from the descending ones to remain standing firm on the unique ground of the body of Christ, when the church in Toronto started, the number of saints was around 125. After the turmoil, the co-workers from North America and Taiwan continued to come to minister to us year after year. Some stayed for whole months to carry out the basic trainings, and some came to minister in our retreats and conferences. We thank the Lord for the care rendered to us that brought us into the reality of the body life. Presently, all the saints have the opportunity, their freedom, even the speaking, to say, go and attend the seven feasts and the other blending conferences in the immediate area. In the East Coast, we've had many around this area and the Midwest. You know, we're Toronto, we're part of the Midwest. We're in Canada, but we're part of the experience that all the churches went through in the Midwest. And we're all rejoicing of the healing speaking coming, the mending ministry that we desperately need, because we're still being restored. We still need more to go on to gain what the Lord really wants. You know, all the wounds need to be healed. All the experiences need to be removed. We just are here to go on a healthy way before the Lord.
Amen.
We testify that the fellowship among the churches has just flowed and overflowed.
Amen.
You know, from 2007 to 2011, our number in a rented facility where we had our first Canada-wide conference, I think it was ever, James Lee was there, and it was a special time, blessing time we had at this rented facility. And we reached at around 2011 about 220 on the Lord's Day with 180 adults and 25 children. So we began to look for a suitable place for a meeting hall in early 2010. Under the Lord's sovereign arrangement, along with the prayer of many churches, we found a wood table manufacturing facility. They made very nice furniture, and they left some of it for our use, and which we're very glad. They very graciously gave it to us. It was a 37,000 square foot building situated in 1.8 acres of land. We acquired it on June 7th, 2010 for $2 million Canadian. In the next 1.5 years, we embarked on the arduous journey of dealing with the various departments of the city government to obtain the zoning change and the various permits. Just like we saw yesterday, we want to get the permit.
Amen.
We don't want to build and have it torn down. So we followed every step very faithfully to what the government requires. And that made us turn a lot to say, Lord, you need to give us grace to endure this kind of process. Again, through the prayer of so many churches together with us, on November 10th, 2011, the Lord led us through the approval stages triumphantly. Right after we came out from the committee meeting, where it was amazing turn from what we expected, we got a call from a brother who was in St. Petersburg, Russia. And he's wondering, what happened? And so they were just in the prayer meeting there. So we said, well, we just won. It was 30 seconds. They just came out of the door. Well, they pray, you know, celebrated loudly in Russian. All I heard was hallelujah and a lot of Russian speaking, you know. So it was quite glorious. The whole world was praying. It was wonderful. We heard about Anaheim, the roof went up or something like that, you know. So in Toronto, we also realized that the Lord wanted Toronto. We're not here charging. It's the Lord pulling us along, and we're just following Him. He did everything. We had no way. We had no strength. We were flat on the ground. We had no strength. One brother mentioned, after people get out of a concentration camp, There's not much strength there, even hardly any eating ability. That's really what. That's the real thing. And so we just, the Lord picked us up. And by all the brothers holding us, we just went on. And now all this has happened so gloriously. So on that day, November 10th, 2011, the Lord approved. The Lord said, I want this city. So he changed everything that was 5-0 against us. And then this committee says, a lady called, the last name, Solomon. Virginia Solomon. She says, I think I will go and approve. She did all the arguing for us against the city people. And then she asked the other person, and he said, no. So then she asked Isaac, who was the chairman. So Isaac said, well, maybe. I think I'll go with Virginia. Yes, so it's approved. It was just like that. So I think all of us, it was beyond our belief, but even though we know that we trust the Lord, so I had to apologize to the Lord. Lord, I'm sorry, I did not believe. But he doesn't care if I believe or not. He's going to do it. Amen. And he did it. Amen. Amen. Reconstruction began on January 6th of 2012. During the 8 months of renovation till the end of the year, offerings and loans with some without interest poured in. That's the word, poured in from the local saints as well as the church far and near. I have to testify. We went to the bank and this wire, big offering came in. And we didn't know who it came from because of the laws. We have to find out who sent it. So I asked the person at the bank, and she says, you got all that money, and you don't know where it came from? Oh, she laughed, I laughed. It was marvelous. But it was a testimony of the kind of thing. And the person at the other bank we had been dealing with, she said, how does this work? How do you fellowship? You know, how does this work? So we just, well, this month this happened, this month this happened. Anyway, so, long story, sorry. Got to watch the time, sorry, okay. How thankful we are that we are under the Lord's loving care, enjoying His exhaustlessness. So we had our first Lord's table at the new meeting hall, of which David mentioned, 108 Carnforth. It's on the website. There's a map of all the churches in Canada. Everyone has an address, phone number, so on. Please check that. This is to help people realize the local church in Toronto has a real address. Amen. It's a new address. Don't go to the old, just the new, okay? Amen. That's the big function of this. Help the saints to find the right place. Amen. 2 weeks ago, someone to the wrong place. So we want the new creation. We don't want the old, okay. August 26, 2012. The total cost of the land, existing building, reconstruction, and so on, 6.3 million Canadian. Remember, the original cost was 2 million just to the land and the old building, then 6.3. Well, at the moment, we owe, by the end of this year, we owe 1.3 million. So, amen. With the offering of our saints and generous support of many churches in North America and Far East, we have paid off $5 million Canadian in the past 2 years. It's like a dream to us. I'm involved quite a bit. It's still a dream. How did this happen? Because you look at the numbers, amen, and go back and check. Oh yeah, it really happened this way. So it's true, 1.3 million, okay? So by the end of 2017, we want to have it all, we're committed to pay all that back. Finally, we'd like take the opportunity to thank and invite as many saints as possible to visit our new meeting hall this afternoon. Between 1 and 6, that's why we're fighting for time here. So just witness the love of the churches and the testimony of the saints are the resurrection life. This meeting hall is very suitable for the blending together of the four churches in the greater Toronto area as well as the churches in southern Ontario. Presently, we've reached about 300 with an average attendance of 241 adults and 29 children. So it's so fitting to give all the glory to Him. Amen. And restoring us, shepherding us, and bringing us into the body of Christ. Amen. And His ultimate consummation, His eternal dwelling place, the New Jerusalem.
So we just say together, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.